Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dota Ops Podcast. I'm your host, Bobo. For today's episode, we are going to go over a topic that is incredibly situational. When to teleport as a core, primarily as a position one. So like all things in Dota, this varies from game to game. It's hard to make the right call at times in this specific scenario because your window for deciding when to TP is often a second or even less than that. Because if we're as a position one, you don't want to commit if you're getting great farm. But if your team gets wiped and you're the only one left, the enemy can out push and take objectives, which would be worse. So we will go over three things to consider when deciding to teleport: risk versus reward, position, and game plan. These are a few things to think about, and obviously there are a lot of other factors that weigh into this one of many decisions you are making every game. To reiterate, we'll go over this as if you are core, since the position you are playing, like position 1 through 5, since that also matters a lot. So with that, let's get into it. Going into our first point, risk versus reward. So I think this is like a good overarching question that, you know, I think a lot of cores and generally everybody asks themselves when they do teleport, which obviously it's always a great one, but that's, I feel like, the knee-jerk reaction. But I think even within this, I think it's worth being more specific. This is the first thing that every core especially asks himself when they're asked to teleport or they're looking to possibly teleport. I mean, there are a variety of things you could look at. You know, is it a full-on engagement of both teams, or is it a skirmish / dive? And in my experience, often, if it is the latter, I do not teleport because in my mind, I consider that the support's job to do if needed. Because a lot of times a teleport can be like a dissuade. So if the enemy team is diving, their two heroes are diving, they're diving two heroes, and then you're bringing a third hero, and now the enemy is seeing they're going to be outnumbered, they're under tower, so they have to either really commit for the kill, or they have to get out of there. So it definitely forces them into a situation where they have to make a decision really fast. When it is a full-on engagement, even within that, there are a variety of factors to consider, but some of the things I think are good to quickly look at and take a quick little, you know, snapshot of is: how low health is everyone? Have ults already been committed? And is a tower about to be destroyed? So these are a few questions to ask when looking at this, because this can determine how high the risk is. If a lot of the enemy is low health and their ults have already been used, then it could be a great time to go because you can counter-initiate and you could be full health, or you could still have all your spells up or whatnot, and you'll automatically be, you know, you're in a great position to counter-initiate to them. However, if your team is low health and it looks like they are about to start dying, then it might be best to keep farming and push lane to get more experience and gold. So these are a few quick things just to quickly weigh the risk versus the reward. You know, if it's looking like you might get more kills, then it's worth your time to go there. But if it's looking like you're not entirely sure, or it definitely, you know, if your team starts dying by the time you look, then it's definitely worth your time to keep to push or to farm or to go elsewhere on the map and put yourself into a safer, better position. Moving on to point two, positioning. This factor is unique in that I think it influences your decision to teleport a lot more than players realize. The easiest reason is if you can teleport out of sight, both from your current position where you're teleporting from and the one you're going to near the tower / objective, the outpost too. If you're a hero diving and you see two heroes start teleporting in, that greatly influences whether or not you will commit, you know, to whatever you're doing. If you're diving just to push, if you're making a big push to take the objective, or if you're trying to kill the opposing core. If you are a core and you are going to solo teleport under tower in the open, that is putting yourself in a risky situation sometimes, because the enemy could be waiting for a core to come and get the farm and quickly jump in when they arrive. So this is why like playing against a Monkey King or Enigma, they will clear or scout through the trees to see if anyone is responding when pushing a tower. Because again, these are little things that influence how you're approaching your current objective or game plan. That's why sometimes, especially in pro matches, when you watch right when the team's core is being dove, you'll instantly see at the very least obviously one teleport, but it's very common to see two TPs instantly start channeling to the tower, and it's forcing the enemy team to hurry and try to get the kill, because if they don't, then here they are in a terrible situation where they're under the tower, they're surrounded by three or four heroes, and the tower is hitting them usually, or they're just completely surrounded and outnumbered. So this is why I think it's important to always teleport into a good position, whether it's because sometimes that might even be just way behind the tower, not even in the trees, because you want to be in the tower so you can quickly get to the wave and farm. But it's always important to at least look at the positioning of the tower if you're going to be out in the open, or if you're going to TP all the way to the front of it. Usually that can be a little risky depending on the situation of the game, obviously, but it's always important to assess just purely where your position is going to be. All right, moving on to our third point, game plan. So this point refers more to what will happen after you teleport, not immediately when you teleport. So maybe when you're teleporting, you are defending the tower. What if after you get there, everyone teleports away and you are by yourself and there are no creeps? Well, the obvious answer would be to push, right? But sometimes the enemy can just simply back up and wait for you to be further from the tower before ambushing. I mean, sometimes they'll do like the fake jukebacks, or they'll just run out of, they'll make one hero push the tower, so you'll respond, but with just teleporting one hero there, but all of a sudden they'll have like three other heroes all of a sudden jump on you and gank you. So sometimes it is better to let the tower fall and keep pushing your own lane. When you teleport, one thing you are often doing is giving up time to defend an objective. Again, this isn't necessarily bad, but in the long run, you can sacrifice some damage in exchange for a faster item timing. This isn't always referring to simply defending towers. I know we've referred to that a lot, but sometimes you could be on the other side of the map and your team will want to rush. Let's say you teleport at the outpost, and this is if you're the Dire, because since their outpost is a lot closer and a better position for Rosh. So let's say you teleport to the outpost and you realize you don't have vision around there, and all the enemy has like just respawned, or they're all alive. Well, now you've essentially lost farm at decent positioning, because if you don't have vision there, then the enemy could very well have vision there, or they could be roshing, or they could be waiting for you to go rosh so they can counter initiate on you when you go in there. So with the game plan, this aspect is more thinking ahead to help weigh your decision, but obviously it coincides a lot with the other two, because again, because sometimes the game plan could simply be defend the tower, or you're going in there for the team fight to try to, because you see the enemy's core is also committed in this fight, so now you want to go in and try to get the enemy's core. But again, so it's important to have in mind, what is my game plan after I teleport, or after I finish this teleport. So wrapping all this up, these are just a few things to consider when deciding to teleport in different situations. As you play, your judgment will hopefully get better after seeing the outcome of your decision and learning from it. Every game of Dota is filled with tons of decisions that you make all the time. Some you are obviously a lot more aware of than others. I mean, this is part of the reason why they have those guides, right? To help highlight the skill point you should get when you level up, or show the item progression of the game, so you don't have to really think about your next skill or the next item. That's already taken care of for you, so it makes so you can just focus purely on your gameplay a lot more. But so the reason why I reviewed these, though, I think it's important, is by at least putting in some stock into thinking about these few aspects of teleporting beforehand, it will help you better know how to approach making the final choice, if that makes sense. And obviously, you don't have to think about or meditate on these things, a ton, and sometimes, and there's a lot more factors that play into this as well. And the situations vary so much, but at least having a few thoughts in place or a few, like, again, looking, making the very quick assessment. Okay, I can teleport into the trees. They won't see me. They're low. This is a favorable situation for me. And then we can counter push after this. Or there's a lot of farm around there. You know, the jungle camps just respond to this big creep wave coming in, so I can farm all that afterwards. So again, and you can, and it's pretty amazing how quickly you can assess all of that and make that decision. But that's why it's important to look at these things and to think about them and to at least review them, because as you play the games and refine your Dota game, you know, you'll see these things start to become a more natural part of your game and thus improve your own gameplay. That is all for today, though. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. It was a little bit shorter and a very specific topic. And again, you know, like we always say, these situations in Dota vary so much, and these are obviously not concrete principles to follow or anything. These are more so suggestions to help you think about and to throw into your arsenal of, you know, of your just your overall Dota gameplay. You know, just things that you can rely on and use to hopefully help you become a better player. Really hope you enjoyed today's episode. Thank you so much again for supporting the podcast by listening to all these episodes. If you ever have any suggestions or questions, you know, these are always posted on Reddit, so by all means reach out on there for any, you know, for any insights that you have or your own thoughts. Thanks so much. Have fun. Good luck in your games.